First in the morning, SAFM Sunrise with Stephen Grootes.
Just going 13 minutes after 7, well, you would have seen and heard the developments around Ukraine and Russia. Yesterday's Russia's President Vladimir Putin getting permission from the Russian parliament to use Russian soldiers outside Russia. After sending soldiers into two separatist areas in Ukraine, the US says this is the beginning of an invasion of Ukraine by Russia, although Russia has denied many times that it is planning to invade. I've oversimplified the situation horribly. There's a lot of history and a lot of the present that goes into the situation. So where is our country and our government in this? And what do we want to happen? The Minister of the Department of International Relations and Cooperation is Dr. Naledi Pandor. She's agreed to speak to you this morning. Minister, good morning and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Good morning, Stephen, and morning to the listeners of SAFM.
What is our stance on what's happening? What's your reaction to the actions of Russia and the US and Ukraine?
Well, Stephen, we are obviously extremely concerned. I think for two primary reasons. Firstly, South Africa believes that we should always seek a peaceful outcome to any challenge. And we're extremely worried about the very bellicose statements coming from all sides. And the second concern is we believe very strongly that there should be respect for territorial integrity of nation states. This is part of our charter of the African Union and also is within the ambit of our constitution. So we are worried. But we do also believe that the concerns Russia has expressed about its own security need to be taken into account by both Europe as well as the United States. However, our call is that all efforts at diplomacy must continue to be utilized and we should not have a breakout of armed conflict, an outbreak rather of armed conflict.
There are many different ways to look at this, but I mean, it may be difficult to argue against the fact that Russia is sending soldiers across international borders. I mean, is Russia sending soldiers across a border into another country? Is that how you would term what's happening?
Well, they would argue that these are two states that have broken away from Ukraine and that they have relations with. And they would argue that the Minsk agreement has been breached by the EU as well as by the United States. But, you know, as I say, really, all of us are arguing for is continued engagement and a real attempt to find an outcome that results in peace and that ends any threats of armed conflict. I really appreciated Ursula von der Leyen's comments, the president of the European Commission at the Munich Security Conference last week, where she said diplomacy, 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 and they will use every effort to encourage that. And I think that's what the world should be looking to.
Ukraine is a democracy. I realize that we have long historic ties with Russia. Are we going to pick a side?
At this moment, what we've been doing is, as I say, really encouraging both all sides to find each other, because I think Ukraine is extremely worried at the likelihood of an armed undertaking by Russia. Similarly, Russia would be concerned at being in direct conflict with the Western powers led through NATO. So really, it's to look for solutions. We made this very point in a Security Council session that did allow non-members of the Security Council to participate. So we continue to argue that let's look for an outcome that results in calm and peace.
If I've understood our international relations policy correctly, we believe in multilateralism, in other words, involving other countries and going through organizations like the African Union, the United Nations. Do you believe it's possible to calm this down? The phrase everybody's using, the diplomatic phrase maybe, is de-escalate. Is the United Nations the right forum to use to de-escalate this?
Well, certainly the security, and I think the debate in the Security Council illustrated the divide, which is a real pity. And it, you know, I think illustrates or you know, supports our view that we do need a very, very serious reform of the Security Council. Because what you had were the three permanent members on the side of the US and the EU arguing against Russia and China on the other side, and then dividing almost evenly the Security Council. This is extremely worrying. It should really be a forum where we're able to arrive at solutions. But at the moment, the Security Council has assumed the character of a body in which the most powerful fight out their battles. And I think this is most unfortunate.
Minister, I really appreciate the time. I realize it's a difficult and developing situation. I hope that we don't have to ask for more time with you and that things do de-escalate or calm down. The Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Dr. Naledi Pandor, here with you on SAFM this morning. It's 19 minutes after 7.